This is the Brian Ruse Show on June 17, 2021. I'm being evicted from my home for COVID violations. This is a co-viction. In all of Canadian history, I don't know how many cases there are of this. What happened is on December the 11th, 2020, I had a couple of friends over. It was Christmas time, and a couple of neighbors finked on me, complained, and the manager complained about this a week later. He spoke to me, and I said, well, my understanding is, you know, the police, they can fine me for $230 if they want, but I didn't think this affects my tenancy. He said, well, it is a law, and I didn't think it was actually a law. But he didn't give me a warning. He didn't give me a verbal warning or a written warning. And then on February 25th, 2021, he gives me a notice of eviction. And I challenged it. I disputed it. And on June the 8th, just last week, we had the meeting with the adjudicator, and I thought I would win, but I lost. So now I'm evicted from my home. I've got boxes. I've got a dolly there. And the adjudicator gave me and my roommate just 22 days to leave by June 30th. So this is shocking and unsettling. I was going to ask you for more donations, but I actually found a place. Like a few days ago, I didn't know if I'd even have a place, but I found another place. It's adequate for June 30th, so I got a place to go. But if there's ever a good time, you can donate to the Brian Ruse Show now. You can go to brianruse.ca, click on the donate button. It's linked below this video. You can donate there because there's always costs involved in moving. I'll certainly be telling you more details about this in future videos, but I want to show you the actual adjudicator's decision. The email to me, it's pages long, so I'll actually read it for you now on my my share screen. So this is the actual decision by the Residential Tenancy Branch. That's the branch of the provincial government of British Columbia who decides on tenancies. Here we go. So this is it. It says British Columbia Dispute Resolution Services, Residential Tenancy Branch, Office of Housing and Construction Standards, file number 91003152. In the matter of the Residential Tenancy Act between Brian Ruse tenant application and then the landlord. So I'll scroll down here. Here it says decision. I'll just scroll down to the meaningful parts here. I'll just read parts of this here. It says background evidence. The parties agreed that a month-to-month tenancy began on July 1st, 2005. So jumping down, it says the tenant confirmed that they were served with a one-month notice A on February the 25th, 2021. One-month notice A is dated February 21st, 2021. Alleges a total of three causes as follows. One, tenant or person permitted on the property by a tenant has significantly interfered with or unreasonably disturbed another occupant or the landlord. Two, tenant or person permitted on the property by a tenant has seriously jeopardized the health or safety of lawful right of another occupant or the landlord. Three, tenant or person permitted by the tenant has put the landlord's property at significant risk. So I denied all of these. The agent, this is the building manager, attach a letter to the one-month notice A, which sets out the time and dates of the 14 events that prompt the landlord to issue the one-month notice A. The second incident states the following. On December the 11th, 2020, at 7 p.m., tenant had four non-resident guests in his apartment for a few hours. This was mentioned to management by two other residents. The building manager reminded the tenant of the PHOs, which is the provincial health orders. This is with Dr. Bonnie Henry, our chief medical officer with the COVID rules. In addition, the notice also reads on page three, despite being warned by management several times, tenant continues to invite guests into the building and his apartment unit. This behavior is contrary to current provincial health orders, PHOs, which came to effect November 19, 2020. The PHOs state in part, no social gatherings of any size at your residence with anyone other than your household. Now, this is not true, and the adjudicator gave me no opportunity to discuss this. In fact, there was no discussion about this. He's just copying this from what the manager wrote. I didn't have any company after my one mistake on December 11, 2020, make one mistake, then I get evicted like 6 months later. So it says here, the agent stated that for multi-unit buildings, the PHO did not allow outside guests due to the COVID-19 pandemic rules in place at the time. The agent stated the building has 34 units and that the actions of the tenant place all other tenants at risk due to COVID-19 by having guests over, which violates the rules. The tenant admitted to breaking the provincial health order by having two guests over, but denied having four guests over. The agent stated that while they saw four guests over on that date and time, even with two guests over, the tenancy should end when the tenant violates a known provincial health order and risks the health of the agent and all other occupants. The tenant did not deny that they knew about the provincial health order in place. Actually, at the time, I felt that I said to the manager a week later, well, my understanding that the police could fine me $230, but I didn't think this affected my tenancy. And the manager said, well, it's the law, but actually, I don't think it is the law. And he did not warn me. He didn't give me a verbal warning that would affect my tenancy, and he didn't give me a written warning. The adjudicator gave me no opportunity to discuss this. Once he made a decision, he said that was it. But I said, but no, and he literally just hung up on me. It's a 35-minute call, even though we had many, many pages of documents. There were 61 pages of documents that the landlord had, and I had about 25 in my defense. And he didn't go beyond the first page. So at this point, it says in the writing, in the hearing, the parties were advised that I heard enough from the agent and tenant to find the one-month notice A was valid. The tenant claims other tenants were also violating provincial health orders, which I stated was not relevant to this matter, as I was only deciding the matter before and not in relation to other tenants in the building. So his analysis is based on the documentary evidence and the testimony provided by the parties during the hearing, and on the balance of probabilities, I find the following. One-month notice A, the tenant disputed the one-month notice A within the 10-day timeline as provided under Section 47 of the Act. The onus of proof is on the landlord to prove that the one-month notice is valid. Based on the tenant admitting that they broke the rules, and I was saying, now I understand I was breaking the rules. At that time, I didn't think it affected my tenancy. So broke the rules in reference to the provincial health order in place on December 11, 2020. I find that one-month notice A is valid and that tenant has seriously jeopardized the health or safety of another occupant or the landlord. I find the tenant's behavior to be unreasonable by purposely violating a provincial health order by having two guests over in a 34-unit building during a pandemic, which I find puts all occupants and the agent at risk of contracting COVID-19. I also find that it was not necessary to consider the other 13 incidents listed in support of the one-month notice or to consider one-month notice B further. So on page 4, he says, based on the above, I find the landlord has met with the burden of proof and I dismiss the tenant's application in full without leave to reapply. I uphold the landlord's one-month notice, Section 55 of the Act applies and states, order of possession for the landlord, 55. If a tenant makes an application for a dispute resolution to dispute a landlord's notice to end a tenancy, the director must grant to the landlord an order of possession of the rental unit if A, the landlord's notice to end tenancy complies with Section 52, form and consent of notice to end tenancy, and B, the director during the dispute resolution proceeding dismisses the tenant's application or upholds the landlord's notice. I have reviewed one-month notice A and find that it fully complies with Section 52 of the Act. Accordingly, I grant the landlord an order of possession effective June 30th. This is 22 days after the meeting on June 8th. June 30th, 2021 at 1 p.m. That doesn't even give you a chance to go out on July 1st. As the parties confirm that money has been paid for use of occupancy for June 2021. I do not grant the filing fee as the tenant's application has failed. This is $100 I would have gotten refunded if I had won. Conclusion, the tenant's application is dismissed without leave to reapply. The tenancy ended on the effective vacancy date of the one-month notice, which was March the 31st, 2021. The landlord has been granted an order of possession effective June 30th, 2021 at 1 p.m. for the reason noted above. The order must be served on the tenant and may be enforced in the Supreme Court of British Columbia. The tenant can be held liable for all costs related to enforcement of the order of possession. This decision will be emailed to both parties. The order of possession will be emailed to landlord only for service on the tenant as required. So final page 5. This decision is final and binding on the parties, unless otherwise provided under the Act, and is made on authority delegated to me by the director of the Residential Tenancy Branch under Section 9 of the Residential Act, dated June 8, 2021. This adjudicator, his name is Derek Tangedal, T-A-N-G-E-D-A-L. And when I phoned up some lawyers about it, they said, oh, Mr. Tangedal, yeah, we know him. He'll just pick up on one mistake, one negative thing in the application, and he'll just reject it like that. So it's almost like the luck of the draw and I lost. So that's my share screen of the decision.
I found a place, put money on it yesterday, so I'm feeling a lot better now than I was last Tuesday. I think for about 4 or 5 days I was losing sleep anxiety, but I've turned around now. You can see I'm still a bit shaken up. But I'll be okay. Don't worry. I've got really good friends helping me out this time. Good karma is helping me out. It makes all the difference in the world. And just to know that you're out there. So I thought I should tell my audience what's going on. So I'm like a cat. I'll land on my feet. Expect more videos to come. And I'll tell you more about this story later. So thanks for watching, folks. And please give me your best wishes. You've been a great audience. And now's the time to count on my friends, count on my comrades and audience. Thanks.